This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, and we are anxious to hear from you. You can call us on our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, it's myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And we've been all over the board, as we are all the time. We always bring in a couple topics to talk about. The first thing we talked about, God, refresh my memory. What was our first? I got so involved in this. Oh, it was AOC.
Alexandria. Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm just so used to saying AOC.
And the Amazon situation in New York.
Yes. That one was. Yes, she was, in her mind, very successful at keeping those evil jobs out of New York. And a lot of people were not happy with her, and a lot of people put in a lot of money to buy a billboard on Times Square exercising their freedom of speech.
Yeah, and then
their displeasure.
Then we talked about this hand jobs business, which is a nail salon that is trying to open its doors and or was just opened or something like that in Ohio.
Yes.
And the uproar by some people over the name of the business and others saying that this is fun. It's just, you know, it's a little tacky, but it's funny tacky. You know, it's
right.
It's a little tasteless, but that's okay. It's all right. It's her business. She should be able to call it whatever she wants, and it is memorable, and it's definitely getting a lot of press. But I think it's important to point out that there really isn't much of a fundamental difference here between these two stories. Amazon is about a $2.5 billion facility, mm-hmm. and Handjobs Nail Salon is about a, you know, $200,000 facility, or however much it costs to have whatever location
probably,
it is,
yeah.
you know, that she's in some little town in Ohio. So you're dealing with the largest city in, you know, the most empirist of states in
yep.
case of the Amazon situation, driving Amazon out. The city government bureaucrats, the state bureaucrats driving Amazon out of what their intended plan was to locate this, a distribution center or something like that? Or headquarters?
Second headquarters
in New York. And that's going to drive away jobs. It's going to drive away business. And that's what the signage in Times Square was pointing out.
Right.
But the same story is happening in Ohio. It's just on a different scale.
Right.
You already have, in this case, the business has opened, or at least that's the way it appears from the news coverage, the very limited news coverage that we've been able to see about the story.
Right.
Her sign is up, and now you've got bureaucrats coming after her, threatening her, saying the sign is probably going to have to come down, et cetera, et cetera. It could be considered offensive. And this lady could very well be driven out of, Peabody or Perkins? Perkins Township.
Part of Sandusky.
Right. She may just decide, you know what? Perkins wasn't right for this place. These people are too uppity. They're too prudish.
Right.
They don't have a sense of humor.
Take my jobs elsewhere.
And so I'm just going to pack up and move to, you know, the next city over, the next town over, whatever. Whichever town is going to be welcoming to having a business.
Right.
Because it's the same exact thing. If you keep, you know, restricting business people's freedoms, you're going to drive them out. Most of them will put up with some level of restriction. They'll put up with some regulations. They'll put up with some taxes. But everybody's got their point at which it's their breaking point, and they're going to say, screw this. I've had it. I'm moving.
And so far, the only thing we've found are at least one post that was saying that it was offensive on social media. Though everybody reports that the vast majority have been very supportive.
Sure.
Other small businesses have been very supportive. But it is, in the end, and this is how these stories usually work, it comes down to one bureaucrat, Megan Sherland, who mm-hmm. is the Perkins Township zoning director. And in the corollaries between this and the Fa restaurant here in town.
You mean Fa? Keen, great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
are striking. I mean, now I'm looking at the Ohio State Cosmetology and Barber Board, who issued a license to Dawn Moon to open her beauty salon. You know, so you have one set of bureaucrats saying, absolutely no problem. What is the name listed on this Ohio State Cosmetology and Barber Board? Hand jobs, nail, and spa.
Yeah, so.
So you have one part of government saying, okay, obviously we don't
we'll
have a problem.
Money. We'll take your money.
Yeah, because here we've got signatures, you know, from the chairman, the executive director, for public display in licensed business.
Well, I mean, the state bureaucrats don't have the same level of accountability as the local bureaucrats, the local town council members or zoning board advisors. They are more likely to be closer to the people. And so, you know, just to take it from her perspective, the woman who is on the zoning board, Megan, I think it was, was her name.
Megan Sherland.
To take it from her perspective, look, Chris, she's just trying to honor what the community is telling her. And there's some people who are offended here. And so if, as long as one person's offended, shouldn't that business be prohibited from having an offensive name?
These days, yes, because that's what it is. It is, they don't respect the rights of the minority,
mm-hmm.
but they sure as hell respect the loudness of a minority. If people get up in arms and start yelling, even if it's, and this is usually the way this comes out, it's two or three people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's four or five people, some Sunday school teacher who
right.
got really offended. I'm going to go home and I'm going to call Megan Sherland. I'm going to get Megan Sherland on the phone and she'll put an end to this.
Right.
We can't have our children
but look,
subjected to two words that they don't even know why there's a big deal.
So libertarian types, voluntarists, people who care about freedom, they would like to see, I think ideally, a world where there are no government regulations on business. And, of course, people, when they hear that, they're like, you just want pollution. You
oh
want
my God.
Evil corporations destroying the land and the people. And no, no, no. What we want is for people to be held liable for their actions. So if you're polluting somebody's property, you should be able to be held liable for that and have to unpollute it as much as possible or shell out some big payments to the victims in that case. So just to say we don't want government regulation doesn't mean that we don't want to see the marketplace regulate things, which leads to the question of, well, how would this situation play out in a supposed free market?
Right.
This sort of mythological thing that we don't have, that many of us would like to have,
sure.
where there's not some zoning board, some bureaucrats that you have to go to beg permission for a sign mm-hmm. or to even open your doors in the first place. And in a lot of places, that's what people have to do in order to avoid men with guns calling themselves the government, coming in and shutting them down. So how does the prude, the person who cannot, you know, has no sense of humor, is offended by the name Handjobs Nail Salon, how can a prude have the world they want to live in if they're surrounded by people who have a good sense of humor and think that's funny or are supportive of it?
Well, my first reaction to that would be people that are prude
mm-hmm.
and have no sense of humor and they're surrounded by a whole bunch of people with sense of humors, then I think I would want to move there because I like to think I have a good sense of humor.
Okay.
And I found the story funny as heck because I think it's funny.
So is the answer then the prude should leave?
It's up to the prude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that to me is what they want to do. They can either learn to not be offended by everything they see.
But they're children, Chris. I mean, it's all about the children, right? You know, they may understand, ho, ha, 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 it's funny, but they're trying to protect their kids from seeing things that evoke thoughts of sexuality.
Oh, my gosh. Then I would suggest to those people that they are going to be much happier somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not saying we're going to throw them out. I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
throw them out. You know, they want to be good neighbors. That's great. But there's a responsibility in a free society, and we live with that every day. We live in a country that supposedly started out with the ideals that we're going to protect people's rights, and part of that is protecting freedom of speech and freedom of thought and freedom of religion and all these things. And if you are offended by those, then that is a risk that comes with a free society, that mm-hmm. you are going to be exposed to things that you don't approve of. I'm sorry. These are just I hate to come across that way. And some people will say, well, that's, you know, that's cold and callous and not taking into consideration what children may see. But if it were really flagrant, if Hand Jobs Nail Salon decides to take this beyond the joke and put something very graphic, I don't think they'd get much business.
No, it would change how people approach that, for sure.
It would, and I don't think they'd get much business at all. 855-450-FREE. We want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can reach us. You can take part in the conversation we're having by calling 855-450-FREE. That's toll free, 855-450-3733. And I wanted to give a little shout out.
Oh, yeah?
Adam O. I think that's how he says his handle. But he is a platinum amplifier.
Wow. $25 a month.
$25 a month to help support Free Talk Live's mission of spreading the ideas of liberty every day to people like you. We do that by through advertising, through marketing, and promoting the show. If you would like to help out, if you feel that what we do is important, and if you feel that a lot of people you know might not completely understand what liberty means, what freedom means, we'll do our best for them. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, we've been discussing core libertarian ideals tonight. We were talking about this business in Sandusky, Ohio, that would like to have their name of the nail salon be what they've chosen it to be, what they've probably spent. They've obviously spent money on filing fees, and they've put a business plan together.
They made a sign. It's up.
It is up, and the name of the business is Hand Jobs Nails and Spa. And they're getting some...
There's not a comma in there, by the way.
No, there is not.
Yes.
There is a pause.
Hand jobs, nails, and spa.
A pause that I'm used from other stories like this, used to inserting pauses.
Aren't three different items that they offer necessarily.
No.
Hand jobs is the sort of the main title, and then nails and spa.
Nails and spa underneath that. Right. But as we've dealt with other stories that do require pauses when we discuss them on the radio, then I'm just kind of used to that. But right now I want to go to David in New Mexico. Bear with me for just a second. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, David.
Nope.
Hello.
Hey, no hand jobs? I suppose boom boom's out of the question then, huh?
I think if you would like to get your nails done, this would be a good place. Get a little mani-pedi, David. That would probably be nice,
hey,
right? Nice and relaxing.
Well, you know, in Thailand, at the barber shops and salons,
I'm not sure.
You can get your nails.
Is this a story you can tell?
I can tell it. I saw all about it on YouTube.
Okay, then we can probably leave it at that.
Well, anyway, just look at YouTube for Thailand and barbershops and salon and massage, and you'll find.
I'm just not going to go there. I'm concerned because I've been Googling stories about hand jobs, nails, and spa, and I'm afraid of what my spam folder is going to look like once the spammers get a hold of my web searches. So you wanted
spam
to talk
folder,
a little bit about correcting Sarah. What did Sarah say that was not correct?
Yeah, but first of all, you probably don't need to look at your spam folder. Google will probably push ads to you for hand jobs now.
I have no doubt, so I can get my nails done. So what did Sarah say that you feel she needs corrected on? We can think of many things, but let's hear your thoughts.
Well, yeah, let me clarify that. And first, let me say that I've had a list for several weeks that I wanted to share with you, and Sarah's thing was just one of the items on there. But the sum of all the items I had on that one list basically encompasses your last hour of radio. But regarding Sarah, it's not six sheriffs in New Mexico that are against the gun laws that are being proposed. It's 29, and there are 33 there are 33 counties in the state of New Mexico. And there are 29, and it's not just the sheriffs independently. There's the sheriff's organization or sheriff's association, New Mexico Sheriff's Association, has come out against these gun laws. In fact, all 29 of these sheriffs and other law enforcement went up to the roundhouse. The legislature is in session right now, and they went up to the roundhouse a week or so ago, and the roundhouse would not let them in. They would not let them in because they were the sheriffs. They were carrying guns.
Oh,
and and guns have always been allowed open carry or concealed in the roundhouse.
Really?
And they made some rule change. They made some rule change, apparently, and now not only are guns not allowed in there, apparently, they're not even allowing law enforcement in that are packing heat.
Interesting. So anyway, the same sort of thing happened in New Hampshire. I assume that maybe...
They're not keeping the cops out of the state house.
No, but they did change house rules in the New Hampshire state house, mm-hmm. saying that legislators are no longer allowed to conceal carry or to have a weapon inside the state house. So I know a few state reps here in New Hampshire that have basically said, okay, that's a hill I'm fine dying on, so I'm going to just keep concealed carrying. Tell me I'm not.
Right.
How are you going to enforce that?
Well, they would have to put men with guns and metal detectors at the entrance.
Absolutely. So I don't know where that story is exactly, but we had sort of the same thing. Did the roundhouse, that's what you call it.
State capitol.
Yeah. Did they undergo a shift in political leanings this last election? Did it go red to blue or something?
It's been blue, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, New Mexico has historically been basically blue, but it has been actually a swing state. However, this last election, it's 100%. There are no Republicans holding statewide office or national office anywhere in New Mexico. It's completely Democrats.
Wow.
And you know, from governor on down. And that's why they're running through every bit of legislation that they want to run through, because there's nobody to stop them. And
right.
so that's
no,
why
no
the
opposition.
Sheriffs have come out against it. And it goes beyond the sheriffs. So where Sarah got the number six is there are six of the counties, and they will all continue to fall like dominoes or follow like dominoes. So far, six of the county commissions have backed up their sheriffs by the county commissions have voted to make their to follow the left in making sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states. They have voted to make their counties sanctuary counties for the Second Amendment.
We ought to have more sanctuary everything. Let's just
like
have sanctuary
that.
Second Amendment, sanctuary immigration,
exactly.
sanctuary drug use, sanctuary, whatever you want to call it, sanctuary or nullification. The more we can push back against the centralized governments out there, the better, whether it be the state government or whether it be the federal government. As long as it's pushing back in the favor of freedom, because what I don't want to see is localities having the home rule ability to create more government in their area, and thankfully we don't have that here, supposedly, in New Hampshire.
Indeed. David, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks.
And that's good to see. I hear the same thing out of Washington State. So Washington State enacted a ton of new gun laws, and you've got a number of sheriffs that are said, we're not enforcing them.
Excellent.
And good for you. That's what you need to do. That is called nullification.
But wait a minute, Chris, doesn't that mean there's no rule of law?
Oh, dear. No, that means common sense becomes the rule of law.
Let's talk about that some more.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
855-450-3733. Give us a call and we'll talk. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The New York Post summing it up with a one-word headline over Jussie Smollett's picture, liar. The actor arrested and now out on bond after a bogus claim he's attacked in Chicago by men wearing MAGA Make America Great Again hats. Police say his motive to drum up publicity for himself. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Smollett is out on bond after a court appearance on a charge of filing a false report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him.
I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points to close at 25,850. The NASDAQ down 29, and the S&P 500 down 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we're in our third hour. We've been talking about liberty, and we're going to keep talking about liberty, and we want you to talk about liberty. We at least want you to think about liberty, what that means to you, and it means to your neighbors. And if you have any question about whether we should be talking about liberty or whether we need to talk about liberty, look at Washington. Look at your local governments. Look at your state governments. And
do I have to?
Just imagine, could we possibly come up with a better solution? I think we can. And it's pretty much by doing away with all those things. But I also want to tell you about shop.freetalklive.com. It's kind of an interesting idea, but there's other ways to support the show and support what we do. We talked earlier about the AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Where people donate a certain amount of money every month, and they get all sorts of little benefits and things like that. But you can help us out in spreading the ideas of liberty just by going to shop.freetalklive.com and clicking on the links that are there.
What
do we have up there? Walmart's up there?
Yeah, we used to have Amazon, but they kicked us out.
Yeah, they got kind of cranky.
Now you can do the other mega corporation. we'll get a cut, a small cut of that will be directed towards Free Talk Live at shop.freetalklive.com. You know, Chris, I wanted to focus a little bit more on the hypocrisy of these conservatives, because you just brought up an interest, or actually it wasn't you, but it was David in New Mexico, brought up the story about these sheriffs who are refusing to enforce certain gun laws that were passed in New Mexico recently.
Yes.
And you gave another example of some other sheriffs elsewhere.
Also happened in Washington State.
Yeah, that did something similar. Some what they consider to be unconstitutional gun laws were passed, and the sheriffs are saying, nope, we're not going to enforce that. And I think that's great. I just want to be clear. I support them in making that decision. I also supported the sheriffs who made the decision to institute the sanctuary counties or sanctuaries, you know.
Supported sanctuary cities.
For immigrants.
Or, yeah. Just made it so. And what this idea is, this crazy lunatic idea that we're coming up with, you know. First of all, we didn't come up with it. The first major effort in the United States was done by James Madison. You may have heard of him. Thomas Jefferson. So way back in the day, there were a couple laws that got passed by President Adams, and they were called the Aliens and Sedition Acts. And what these did was say that you cannot do business with anyone French because they are bad guys. We don't like them. We're at war with them. So if you support, if you open your house to a Frenchman, then you can go to jail. And the Sedition Act was acting seditiously against the government. And basically what that law said was, if you dare, Ian, say something bad about our president, you can go to jail.
They have that in Thailand right now, I think.
Yes, they do.
I think it might be the death penalty.
Yeah.
At the very least, prison.
It was interesting that Adams said it's okay to say bad things about the vice president, Thomas Jefferson, but you can't say bad things about me. And that got taken to court because someone accused John Adams of being rotund. He was it was kind of a hefty guy. So what did people do? Jefferson and Madison took this to a couple states that were interested in coming up with saying something stronger. And they wrote the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions that promoted this idea of nullification. And Jefferson argued that we had a moral obligation not to follow, not to enforce laws that are immoral.
Good people disobey bad laws.
Yes, and
I think that's
what they were saying.
Yeah,
that's what.
But there are so many people who are enamored with the idea of this rule of law.
Yes,
many of the very same conservatives who would be supporting these sheriffs for going against these bad gun laws are likely the same people who also were against the sheriffs who were nullifying the federal government.
Absolutely.
In the case of these immigration laws. So you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Okay?
If you believe in liberty, if you truly believe in the idea of liberty.
Which they probably don't. But, you know, if you believe in liberty, you certainly shouldn't have it both ways.
Right.
But even if you want your own freedom, you don't have to believe in the liberty of others. You'll get there, hopefully, someday. But for now, if you want your own freedom, you still have to be consistent in your application of this concept.
Right.
If the concept is that sheriff ought to be able to disobey those laws,
right.
Well, the sheriff ought to be able to disobey any laws that they think are unconstitutional. That should be one of the checks and balances against an out-of-control government, is a sheriff who actually understands the document he swore to uphold.
And Jefferson and Madison certainly understood that. When they said, you're going to face bad laws, laws that are just immoral, and here's what you do. They laid it out for us crystal clear. They put them into writing. They encouraged state legislatures to push these things in Washington. We're not going to do it. You can tell us whatever you want. You can pass any kind of crazy law, but guess what? We're not going to follow it. So there you go.
What are you going to do about it?
If you have no enforcement, sorry.
Right. What are you going to do about it if they don't follow it? Are you going to go around and round the sheriffs up and throw them in jail? Well, then what?
Right.
Because presumably other people also don't want to enforce those laws. That's why the sheriffs feel comfortable doing that, right? Because if the sheriffs didn't think that this would be a politically popular move, they probably wouldn't do it in their area. So to some extent, the input of the community does weigh into some play
to
on
some
what
degree.
These people are doing. They feel like it's a politically safe move. They feel like they can get reelection when they do this. And so, I mean, I find politics to be despicable, no doubt about it. And one of the things that I think to be the most despicable is hypocrisy. And these people at all levels in government have it.
Right.
So I want to hear from the conservatives who actually will be consistent and support the sheriffs who are also refusing to enforce the immigration laws. And I bet it's very hard to find one of those people.
Yeah, and I hope that there is, I hope there's at least a test case, that sheriff who is supporting sanctuary gun areas where we're not going to enforce your laws and sanctuary for immigration.
Yeah, that'll
we're
be
not
interesting.
Going to enforce those. Yeah, I'd like to come across that.
Whoever that sheriff is, he'd be worth talking to. You know,
please call in at 855-453 if you are that sheriff.
But even then, there's still not the ideal. There's no sheriff out there that actually is consistent with applying this concept.
Right.
It's the gun thing has crossed the line for some of these guys, and that's good. I'm not, I'm not trying to badmouth them for doing this one thing right. Okay, that's good. You're doing the right thing in that particular case. But if at the same time you're also going around arresting people for having a plant, or arresting people for having a chemical in their pocket, or arresting a teenager for having a bottle of alcohol or something like that, one of these nonviolent, victimless crimes, you are also in the wrong. And, I'd love to see a sheriff be like, nope. Just to look at every single law that the government passes or is demanding that he enforce and say, let's see, murder, check. Let's see, rape, check. Arson, check. Yep, we're going to investigate those. Property destruction, check. What else? Let's see, we're going to investigate theft. We're going to investigate breakings and enterings. Just got to go. Wait, drug laws? No, we're not going
to
spend our time on that.
Don't need to waste our time.
Peaceful immigrants? Nope, we're not going to spend our time on that. Enforcing gun laws? Nope, not going to spend our time on that. That's what I want to see happen. That's what I want to see. If we're going to have a one-size-fits-all government, if we're going to have a state, which I don't want to see, but if we're going to have it, God, it sure would be nice to have somebody with some consistent principles in one of these roles.
Right.
Because they could make a big difference.
Yeah, and how much less less expensive would it be to operate a government? How much less intrusive would it be?
Yeah,
a lot less. And in the meantime, the things that really do matter. As far as law enforcement goes, that to me is protecting people's lives and protecting property rights. If they are doing that, they are doing everything I expect them to do. What I don't expect them to do is bust a teenager with a roach in his ashtray. That's kind of silly. We have one more segment coming up. I hope to hear from you. You can reach us at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And we've got a little bit of time left. We're going to be here. You're there. Why don't you give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for you to call, Ian, you have a story.
I do, but I do want to let you know about the new video clips that we have as well at clips.freetalklive.com, which we just kind of brought back within the last couple of weeks. It was something that Eric Freerock, who was one of the Cop Block guys back in the day, that he used to do for us. And it wasn't something he did for us. Like, we never asked him to. He just kind of started making clips of Free Talk Live and putting them on his own YouTube channel called Liberty Bits. And, you know, it's hard to make money doing libertarian talk radio clips, let alone doing the talk radio show. And so at some point he, you know, got burned out and gave up on it. So we decided, you know, we've got a little bit of AMP money. We don't have a lot, but we got a little bit of AMP money. So because we've been like doing a few different things with the AMP money. Like, we sponsored the Sovereign Tech podcast.
Sure.
This year, and we sponsored, Johnny Rocket's, podcast as well. So trying to, like, you know, seed out some of the AMP money into the Liberty community.
Right.
And another way we can do that is by bringing Eric Freerock out of retirement. And he's willing to work cheap, because he must like the work of editing video.
I think he does.
Because he's cranking out like a couple few videos per day.
It's like every day I wake up and I'm like, there's another one.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, so he's taken highlights of the show He's making videos. He's actually adding in graphics, too, on these many of these videos. So that takes even extra work. So it's not just, here, let's just point A, point B of this video, chop this out and make a video of it. He's actually doing some extra work to kind of jazz it up and make it more visually interesting than just the two of us sitting here
and they look,
talking.
They do. They look really good. I mean, the basic format is he starts out with, like, a clip that sort of puts you in mind. That's
right.
All shot. That's like a black and white feed, and then he goes back right into the episode, and it's really interesting. Of course, I always look for the ones that I'm in.
Sure.
I got something to. Well, it's fun to be able to share those with my
friends.
With
your friends, that's
say,
a good point. Yeah, right. And so you can share them with your friends and family members because you know, it's hard to share a 2-hour long podcast. That's not as easy to just drop in somebody's lap. But if there's a specific issue that you know your one friend is concerned with, or your family member is concerned with, or they're interested in, you can send that clip to them, and then they can hear our discussion about that.
Yep.
There's a little tag at the end that are going to go into the new video. Is coming out as of, I think, today that'll advertise Free Talk Live for like 10 seconds so people can click over and watch the full show or listen to the full show, maybe subscribe. Maybe we'll get a few more listeners from this. I don't know. That's the idea is to make it easier to share some of your favorite moments from Free Talk Live episodes. So thank you to Eric Freerock for doing that for us. And thank you to you if you're actually subscribing over at clips.freetalklive.com. You can hit the subscribe button on YouTube and follow it that way. Or you can also follow our social media, not all of it because we're not doing, I don't know what's happening on Facebook. I can't speak to that. But it's on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. So updates, whenever these videos come up to YouTube, a link goes on Twitter.
Yep.
It also, that same link goes on to our Mastodon over at toot.freetalklive.com. It's T-O-O-T, toot.freetalklive.com. Mastodon's like a decentralized version of Twitter. I think it's a lot better, in my opinion. But it's, you know, it's newer, so it needs a little bit of time to get seasoned and grow. And then also our Telegram channel. There's a Free Talk Live Telegram channel, which is at telegram.freetalklive.com. So each of these video clips is being posted to all of those locations. So if you're following us in one of those four ways, YouTube, Telegram, Twitter, and Mastodon, then you will be seeing these clips being posted. It'll be easy for them to be easily shared by you.
Yeah, the feedback so far has been great. And Eric is a great guy.
He is.
I mean, I really like that guy. And it was interesting. We had a visitor this last summer. Who am I thinking of?
I have no
idea. The gentleman who does...
Oh, the blind gentleman, Riley.
Yes.
Yes. He does our Daily Digest.
Yeah, so Riley Blake does our Daily Digest, which is a condensed version of the show. And he does this tirelessly. And, I donate a little bit of money to him, and I know other people do, too. But he does.
He can't do video editing, though. He's as good as he is.
He's not as good with the video editing. But he said he was coming out to New Hampshire, and I'm like, well, that's really cool. We'll have to get together. Is there anything you really want to do? And he's like, I'd love to learn how to shoot.
A gun, not a camera. Like an actual gun.
Oh, like a gun. I'd really like to shoot an AR-15. I'm like, okay. Most people would say that a prerequisite is to have functioning eyeballs to do that.
Why? No, that's not true. As long as you got a range and nobody's on the range, you're fine.
The bullet's going to go somewhere, but to do it safely, we want to make sure we know where it's going. And part of that was Riley, being a really good student.
He, at the very least, if you're blind, and obviously I don't know what it's like to be blind, thank goodness, but if you're blind, you can certainly feel the heft of the gun. You can know whether or not the gun is generally pointed downrange. You can tell if you're pointing it upwards, right? Like, so it's not like he's going
to
accidentally shoot it. It's not like he's going to accidentally shoot it into the sky.
Well,
so
this was good learning experience for us too. But Eric,
wait, did you take him or did Matt Roach? I thought Matt Roach took him shooting.
No, I took him.
Oh, you did. Okay.
But I took him to Eric Freerock's place because he's got a nice little piece of ground that it was really good to use.
I was confusing what you did with what Matt Roach is, who's one of our folks here in the area, also a big gun guy.
Yeah.
He took a couple of Free Talk Live listeners who'd come to the area. That's what it was.
Nice.
A couple different listeners.
But it was
from California. They never shot a gun before, so it was like, oh my God, we can fire a gun here in New Hampshire.
Believe it or not,
we can touch a gun in New Hampshire.
And it holds how many rounds? Anything over 10 in California and you're going to jail.
Yeah, prison probably.
Yeah, but it was a really interesting experience, and it was always great to talk to Riley anyway, but just the experience of how do you instruct a blind shooter and how to fire. And And we talked about it. There are certainly ways that he could defend himself, too.
There have been situations, I think, in the past. I recall a story about a blind man defending himself in his home, yeah, just using his auditory functions. You know, you hear where that criminal is, and you point at that general direction and just start firing. And, you know, your door's probably only made of wood, so it's probably going to go right through it and take care of them. You know, speaking of guns, the AP is reporting on a Coast Guard lieutenant who was arrested recently as a domestic terrorist.
I saw this headline.
Who's drafted an email discussing biological attacks and had what appeared to be a hit list that included prominent Democrats and media figures, say prosecutors. Christopher Paul Hassan is due to appear Thursday, that's today, in federal court in Maryland after his arrest on gun and drug offenses. But prosecutors say those charges are the, quote, proverbial tip of the iceberg. Quote, the defendant is a domestic terrorist bent on committing acts dangerous to human life that are intended to affect governmental conduct, say prosecutors in their court papers. He works at the Coast Guard's headquarters and, they say, has espoused extremist views for years. He drafted an email in 2017 saying he was, quote, dreaming of a way to kill almost every last person on the earth, pondering how he might be able to acquire anthrax and toxins to create botulism or a deadly influenza.
Okay, so we're not just talking about I'm kind of irate with our government and I'm really disappointed the Democrats got in power.
Yeah, we're talking a total psychopath.
Yeah, yeah.
And works for the government. Remember Timothy McVeigh?
Right.
Wasn't he like a Marine or in the military or something like that, right? Here's another one. And then you got that, remember the cop out in California that shot up other cops?
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of these cases with the psycho murderer, mass murderer individuals, a lot of these guys are government trained.
A disturbingly large number. And if you look at just
like the ones that are real. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like think about all the fake-out FBI we found a terrorist. Oh, no, no, you created the terrorist, but with some kid that you found on the Internet who was kind of mad about something.
Right.
And so you ginned up this this kid to be angrier and angrier, and you gave him weapons, and you gave him ideas, and you did everything for him. This guy, you don't have the FBI, like, you know, saying they set this dude up. This dude is just a genuine nut job. And he works for the government.
Right. And in the Coast Guard. So I'm really curious, and I haven't done enough research into it, but did this guy have a security clearance? You know,
at headquarters.
Yeah, if you're at headquarters with any branch of the government.
So he wasn't just out on a boat. He wasn't floating out, you know.
Right. What did he have?
Boarding boats. He's at the offices, the headquarters.
How does this guy not get noticed? And if you think that's funny, you'd be amazed at how many people trust police officers every day, despite the fact that they are highly likely to abuse their spouses. One of those laws that they are going to foist onto anybody else they come across, but often not themselves.
Guess what else? He also identified himself as a white nationalist, they say, for over 30 years. So apparently it wasn't much of a secret.
I don't know. He, on the one hand, and being in the military, you would probably really have to keep that really quiet for you to get by for that long. Because the armed forces, I mean, it's all mixed up. You have people of all walks of life. I don't know. But we're out of time. Thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. We want to hear from you next time. 855. Why do I always have this?
I used to
compulsion?
Do it a lot, too.
Right.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.